noticed that has unfolded in my practice over the years is this feeling that what this path and practice, one of the facets that it's given me in my life is to enter into what it actually feels like to be fully human. Not the ideas and thoughts about what it is to be a human being, but rather the felt experience of being a human being, where I'm not fighting it, I'm not in contention with it. It's like it has sometimes felt like the reactivity of the mind, the kilesas, part of the dynamic of them. It's like they separate me from the felt experience of being a human being. And then with the practice, coming closer and closer to that, or the word that Rebecca was using that I appreciated, I become intimate with that experience. I'm not fighting it anymore. And one of the dimensions of being fully a human being, which has been so important for me to gain skill in becoming intimate with it, is the realm of emotion. And I want to share with you just some instructions around that as we continue to go through this unfolding of the morning instructions. And it is true in the Pali language, the early scriptural language of Buddhism, and in the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, there's not a separate category for emotion. We often can divide up internal experience differently, dependent upon culture. For example, also in Tibetan, I've heard there's not like a separate word for emotion. Yet many of the qualities of motion would be fit into Chittanupassana, this realm of practicing with mind states. And again, I'm trying to become intimate with emotion in the sense of not being lost in it, not fueling it, not being entangled with it, yet being intimate with that realm. And before I get into the kind of instructions around emotion, I want to acknowledge the full range of how one is as an emotional human being, as an emotional mammal, to come back to that. So often, it's amazing how many people have come to me where they say, I feel like I'm too emotional. Can you help me with this? Or people come and say, I don't feel like I have enough emotions. You know, I need to have more emotions. People tell me I'm not emotional enough. And for me, what's so important is to just acknowledge that all of us are different emotional beings. It's okay, whatever your emotional makeup is. And that's been one of the relieving or freeing things about this practice is I get to be this weird, quirky, idiosyncratic emotional being that might not look like anyone else. And it's okay. So however your emotional world is, it's fine. It doesn't have to fit into normal, whatever that is. So just to keep this in your heart maybe as you navigate this whole realm of humanness. I also want to acknowledge that, and you probably noticed this, you don't get to choose your emotions most of the time. Have you noticed that? It's something that comes upon me. It happens to me. And there can still be this underlying belief like at some point, I'm going to have control over my emotions. Complete control. Yeah, good luck with that one. I can't completely control emotion, yet I can influence how the heart and mind are with them. I can gain the skill of being with them. Can influence them a little bit, actually. There can be a modulation that happens. But influence is different than complete control. And it is true, we are sometimes cultivating certain emotions like loving kindness and compassion and appreciative joy. So there is a place to shape and to nurture certain emotions. And I find also for myself, it's so important to have a sense of kindness and self-compassion since I can't completely control emotion, and to remember that some emotions are designed to overtake my system. That's their design. They flood the bloodstream with certain chemicals. There's a rush. And of course, you've probably noticed there's a kind of half-life to those chemicals. It takes a while. It's meant to take control of the entire system. When I see that cheetah or mountain lion chasing after me, right, the system is meant to be flooded in a way to survive. That's the kind of mammalian system that we have that's got us to this point. Your ancestors that didn't have that kind of system, they didn't make it. Right? So the expectation to be able to be fully present with all emotions, I think it's a wonderful aspiration. And yet to know it's a tall order too. So to have patience. The way I'd like to frame this is this aspect of the practice that we're doing here. It's cultivating the capacity to be with the arising and passing away of emotion. And there's many ways to practice with emotion. I'm only going to be sharing you one way. And what I'm going to be inviting you to do is to simply check in during the day and during the meditation we'll be doing here in just a minute, of what's the emotion that's here. And just place a simple label of whatever emotion's here. And especially around thinking, you might notice when there's the thought process going on and maybe the mind's lost in thought, and then the mind returns to mindfulness in that moment to notice, well, what was the emotional tone or flavor within that thinking? And the key here with emotion is to step out of the content and to become curious, what does the emotion itself feel like? Okay, I'm angry about this, or I'm afraid of that, I'm excited about that. But let me set aside what I'm excited about or what I'm angry at and feel, what's that like? What's it like? So it's a turning of the attention in a particular way, out of the content. It's not stifling the emotion, it's noticing that. And that's the real skill. And feeling it, how it increases or decreases, what it's like. So checking in every so often. And again, labeling. Maybe there's a sense of tranquility is there, calm is there. Oh, calm. Ah, sad. Irritated. Excited, sleepy, just to label it. Investigate a little bit, just very simply. How does it feel in the body? Where do you feel it? Does it increase or decrease? And just with the labeling and feeling, you might notice there's a recognition, oh, this isn't me, this isn't mine, it's just something that's arising. I also want to come back to an important label that Jill shared with us, the label of something. Such an important label because it still marks it, but I'm not obsessively figuring out what the correct word is. And as Jill mentioned, it has neurological significance. Like they've done studies on what's called affect labeling. And just to label the affect, the emotion, helps modulate it. It helps the mind and body to have more capacity around emotion. As we've been saying, you know, noting is not something it's just one tool out of many. Sometimes it's not effective, but it's a great tool to have skill around. So to play around with that. And then lastly, a great, and I get all this from the teacher Shinzen Young. Thank you, Shinzen, for some of these labels. Is if it feels like you're feeling no emotion or no mood, to label that as peace. Ah, peaceful. Of course, to savor that. And the cool thing about the label peace is sometimes I'll be sitting here and it's like, oh, yeah, no emotion. Ah, peace. Wow, I do not feel peaceful. And then when there's a noticing that the label doesn't fit, I know there's an emotion there. Oh, yeah, this is not peaceful at all. Ah, something. So sometimes that's how a label can be effective, is how it doesn't fit and then reveals. Okay, let's give it a try. So if you haven't already, beginning to allow the attention to come inward. Maybe beginning with something simple, feeling the body in whatever posture it's in. Allowing the body to relax. It might be something simple like putting forth the intention, may the body relax right now, and simply notice what happens. And now I invite you, if it fits for you, to place an altruistic intention for your practice today. Maybe something simple like, may my practice today go toward the benefit of all beings. And now you might want to begin to open to receive whatever anchor you've been utilizing for your practice, if you are continuing to utilize an anchor. Becoming curious about it as if you've never experienced it before. You might want to check in right now. What's the emotion right now? If the mind was lost in thought, to step out of the content. Notice if there is an emotional tone. Remembering these labels of peace and something, if they're needed. And if there's an emotion, to feel it, not to fuel or get rid of, just to feel. And then what happens next with it? Checking in, what's the emotion right now? It might feel like a combination of emotions, like a sense of calm with a little bit of irritation or nervousness or something like that. What's the emotion or emotions right now? Feeling it. For some of you, feeling the emotion, you can stick right with the anchor. It's within the experience of the anchor. What happens next with that emotion? Increase, decrease, or disappear? Continuing in this way, just checking in every so often, becoming curious.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.